Welcome to Torati Mecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Hanalea Rappaport, and today we will be learning Sefer Shmuel Beis, Perek Dalet. This perek begins with the aftermath of the killing of Avner, who was the Sar Tzava, the general of Shaul, and Ishbosheth, who was the son of Shaul, the remaining son of Shaul's protector. Vayishma in Pasuk Aleph, Vayishma ben Shaul, and the son of Shaul heard ki meis Avner b'Chevron, that Avner had died, had been killed in Chevron. Vayirpu yadav, his hands became weak, v'chol Yisrael nifalu, and all of Yisrael, meaning those who were still in Yisrael, they all got nervous, they all got shaken up. This is Ishbosheth, but he's not given his name here. He's called ben Shaul. Why is he called ben Shaul? We have good reasons for Avner being killed, which we discussed in Perek Gimel, but we can't find a reason why Ishbosheth is going to die as he will in this Perek. So the Perek begins clearly stating that it is only because he is ben Shaul that he is going to die. Shaul was told that his sons would die, but he didn't go to battle, Ishbosheth, and therefore, he didn't die in the battle like the rest of the sons of Shaul. Also, Ishbosheth did have to rule for a brief period of time because there was a nevuah, there was a prophecy that was given to Yaakov Avinu way back then, that Malachim Michalatzecha Yetzeu, that kings are still going to be born from you. And this was said to him after everyone but Binyamin was already born. Therefore, two kings were going to have to come out of Binyamin. Those two kings were going to be Shaul and his son Ishbosheth. And therefore, Ishbosheth did have to stay alive for a little bit longer. He didn't die with the rest of the sons of Shaul, but now he is going to die, and it's because he is ben Shaul. The Metzuda says that he's called ben Shaul because it's the only thing he has left to give him any legitimacy at all. Avner is gone. He switched sides and then he was killed. And the reason that all Yisrael gets scared is because they knew that Avner had switched sides and nevertheless he was killed by David's in camp. Perhaps they, the rest of Yisrael, who had supported Ishbosheth, would likewise be threatened. They hadn't even switched sides and perhaps now they would be killed. It's only after the events in this parak that they realize that David was a just person and it wouldn't be an issue, and therefore they are going to, after this parak, come to anoint him. We are introduced to two people here whose names were Rechav and Ba'ana. They're from the Shevet of Binyamin. For an unclear reason, they had run away from their city, Be'eris. In middle of the tale, so we're told that there's these two brothers. Now, in middle, after we're introduced to them, before we know what they're going to do, we're interrupted with information about the one remaining member of Shaul's family in Pasuk Dalet, Uli Yehoinasan ben Shaul. Shaul had a son, Yehoinasan, who was David's closest friend and confidant. And this Yehoinasan had a son, Ben. He had a son, Nechei Raglaim, who was crippled. Ben Chameshanim haya b'vay Shmuel Shaul v'Yehoinasan mi'Yisrael. When the news came from the battlefield about the death of Shaul and Yehoinasan, v'tisa'ehu oimantoi, his maid was carrying him, his governess, the person who took care of him, was covering him, was holding him, v'tanois, and she fled. She panicked. When she heard that Shaul and Yehoinasan had died, she panicked and she was running with this child, with this 5-year-old child, Vayhi b'chafsa, and it was as she was rushing, lanus, to run away, Vayipol vayipaseach, he fell and he became lame, he became crippled, Ushmai Mephibosheth, and his name was Mephibosheth, this crippled son of Yehoinasan, the grandson of Shaul. And perhaps the reason that this pasuk is here, We'll come back to Mephibosheth, but the reason that this pasuk is put here in the story of Ishbosheth, Rechav, and Ba'ana is to show us how weak and defenseless the great family of Shaul had become. The only person besides Ishbosheth who is left is this Mephibosheth, the son of Yehoinasan. Perhaps it is the knowledge that no one is left to be strong to avenge the blood of Ishbosheth, which Rechav and Ba'ana are about to take, that it gave these brothers the courage to do what we see they are going to do now. Vayalchu b'nei Rimon ha-Be'eroisi, Rechav u'Ba'ana, vayavayu k'chaim hayom el beis Ishbosheth. And these two brothers from Rimon came in the heat of the day to the house of Ishbosheth. V'hu shechev es mishkav hatzarayim. And he is resting in the afternoon. He's taking his afternoon nap. And then Pasuk Vav, a very cryptic Pasuk. Vehena ba'u atoy chabayis. And they, doesn't say who the they is, came into the house, like chechitim, the ones who took chitim, or the wheat merchants. The wheat merchants, it says, and they came into the house, the wheat merchants, vayakuhu, and they hit him el hachoymesh, on the fifth bone, which is a very vulnerable spot. Verechav uvana achiv nimlatu. And Rechev and Bana, the brothers, his brother, Nimlatu, they ran away. So it seems from Shat, perhaps, that they dressed up as wheat merchants, this Rechev and Bana, and came into the house dressed up as wheat merchants and killed him. Or perhaps, according to the Kli Yakar, it says that it wasn't Rechev Ubana who killed him, as we'll see in the next Pasuk, but there were wheat merchants who actually came in and did the deed, and they murdered him. And in the next pasuk, when they come into the house, they just finish off the job. Because in pasuk Zayin, vayavayu habayis, and they come to the house again, not saying who. Vehu shechev al mitasay bachadar mishkavayin. He's lying on his bed in his bedroom. Vayakuhu vayamisuhu. So in pasuk Vav, it doesn't say that they killed him. It just says that they hit him on the chomesh. And now in pasuk Zayin, vayaku vayamisuhu, they hit him and they killed him. Vayasiru es reshay, and they took off his head. Vayiku es reshay, and they took his head. Vayachu derech ha'arava kol halayla, and they walked the whole night with his head. So it could be that it was some anonymous wheat merchants who came in and hit him. And then Rechev Ubana came in to the house and they saw him dying on the bed and they killed him and they took off his head. Or it could be that they came in twice. First they hit him and then they came back for his head, figuring that they would get a reward for doing so. With their greed, they disregarded what had become well known by then, which was that David was not interested in the death of Shaul, Shaul's family, or Shaul, or any of his enemies. And they just saw that perhaps with this one, David is going to be happy and he's going to reward us. How is it possible that they didn't know that David had killed the Amaleki who had come to tell him about Shaul's death? And the answer is human nature is a very interesting thing. People can twist anything. And again, in their zeal and in their greed to get a reward, perhaps they thought that David killed the Amaleki because he was an Amaleki and he had just come back from a war with Amalek, and it had nothing to do with Shaul. The Mishpat Saisahav says that perhaps these people were people who ran away from their home when Shaul died, fearful that David would take nekama on anyone who was on Shaul's side, that anyone who had been on Shaul's side was vulnerable to revenge, as long as there was still any threat. And they wanted to get rid of Ishbosheth because they thought that now Avner is gone. So Avner is not a threat to David anymore. Shaul and his sons are gone. There's only one person who's still a viable threat to David, and that is Ishbosheth. And if we get rid of Ishbosheth, then David will have no one left to fear, and then he's not going to try and avenge himself against anyone in Shaul's camp or in Shevet Binyamin. And therefore, if we get rid of Ishbosheth, we can go home and we can live safely. It's such a misreading of who David was and what David believed in and what David would do. But this is what they believed. Pasuk Ches, Vayaviu es Reish Ishbosheth el David Chevron, Vayemu el Hamelech. They brought the head of Ishbosheth to David and Chevron, and they told the king, Hinei Reish Ishbosheth ben Shaul. Ivecha, here is the head of Ishbosheth, the son of Shaul, your enemy, Asher Bikes es Navshecha, in case you forgot David. He's the one who always harassed you, who tried to kill you. Vayitain Hashem la Adoni Hamelech Nekomais, Hayom Hazeh, Mishaul Umizare. And today Hashem has avenged the king and has given him the hand of Shaul and his children. Nobody is left from the house of Shaul who's going to make any trouble for you ever again. And David is horrified. Vayan David es Rechev es Bana Achiv. And David answered Rechev and his brother Bana, B'nei Rimon HaBeiroisi, from B'nei Rimon, who came to Beirais, Veimerlam, and he said, Chai Hashem, asher patas nafshi mekol tzara. I swear to you on the name of Hashem, who has saved me from every tzara. I don't need help from human beings, because Hashem has always saved me, and Hashem has always helped me. What are you doing? Why would you play God? Why are you coming in here to do something that I have no interest in? Ki hamagid li lemar hine meshol, because back then, when a person just came to tell me that Shaul died, he thought that he was coming and I was going to give him money just for giving me this besura. He came as a news teller, and I killed him, b'tziklag, back in Ziklag, asher letisi loy besura, because he was just trying to get money for this news. I should reward you. He just came, and it's the Radak says that Amaleki didn't even kill him, as you may remember from Perek Alf. It's not even clear that the Amaleki was the one who killed him or just saw him dead and decided to make money on this. But you're coming here, and you're giving me this terrible news, and you're telling me that you're the one who did it? Afki anashim pasuk yidal, afki anashim rishayim hargo as ish tzadik bebesei. You came and you killed a tzaddik, a righteous person in his house, al mishkavai, on his bed, v'ata, and now, halaya v'keshes damai mi'etchem, I shouldn't avenge his blood from your hands, ubi arti eschem min ha'aretz, I will get rid of you from this land, I will destroy you. V'yitzav David es ha'narim v'yihargum, and David commanded his boys, and they killed them, Rechev and Bana, and they didn't just kill them, but v'yikatzetu es yedehim v'es hargleim, they cut off their hands and their legs. Their hands that killed him, the legs that came to tell the news, Vayislu al Habrecha, and they hung them by the brecha, by the pool, Bechevron, Ves Reish Ishbreshas Lakochu, and the head of Ishbreshas they took, Vayikberu Bekever Avner Bechevron, and they buried it in the kever of Avner in Chevron. A person cannot be judged in Beis Din by his own admission, meaning, had they come to Beis Din and said, look, we killed Ishbreshas, they would not have been able to be persecuted for their crime because there were no witnesses, there was no warning, and a person who comes to tell Beis Din on his own admission, it's that admission is never accepted. However, David is killing them as a king, and as Adin Malchus, as the rule of the king, that has different laws, and a king is allowed to kill someone if he feels that it will bring stability to his kingdom, which David certainly believed that this would do. It's significant that the head of Ishbosheth was buried in the grave of Avner. There is a halacha, there is a law that two people who hate each other are not allowed to be buried side by side, which means that by the fact that David is burying Ishbosheth's head together with Avner, it tells us retroactively that the argument that happened between Avner and Ishbosheth back last parak and parak gimel was not a fundamental argument between them, meaning that there was no hatred between them. But the reason that Avner turned against Ishbosheth is that Ishbosheth's accusation gave Avner the understanding. It was when the inspiration hit him and he realized, I've been making a mistake this whole time. I'm on the wrong team. I really should be serving David. I shouldn't be serving Ishbosheth, and that's why he turned against Ishbosheth, but not because there was any personal rivalry or hatred between them. It's at the end of this parak and through this parak that this was the final approbation and is going to help David earn the loyalty of the entire Jewish nation, as we will see in the next parak. Thank you for studying together. Li'ilu Nishmot Imahotenu Hayikarot, Esther Oppenheimer Aleha Shalom, and Sarah Shankar Aleha Shalom, each deeply devoted and proud to transmit their family's Torah legacy to the next generations.